How many of you are here for the first time this evening?
Кој вечера сте овде први пат?
Yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5. On behalf of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I'd like to welcome you all, and I hope you are having a good time.
Htio bih vam svima poželiti dobrodošlicu u ime duhovnog učitelja, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, i želim bih vam ugodan večer.
I was just in communication with His Holiness Mukunda Goswami. How many of you know Mukunda Goswami? He was, or is, Srila Prabhupada's very first disciple. And he is a Vaikuntha man. That's all I can say to describe him. He's a wonderful person. He reminds me a little bit, or maybe a lot actually, of Jayananda Prabhu. How many of you have heard of Jayananda Prabhu? That's good, because yesterday was his disappearance day. Did we have some readings or some celebration? Yes, you did?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah, he's actually, Jayananda is the only officially recognized by Srila Prabhupada saint in ISKCON. So, Jayananda was preached to and inspired by Mukunda Goswami. And one of the qualities of Jayananda is Dira Dira Jana Priyau. He was loved by the saintly and respectable persons and also the Hell's Angels. Or the ruffians, as it is said. So Mukunda Goswami also is that type of a person, very wonderful devotee, wonderful preacher, wonderful writer, and very sensitive and loving. And he said to me, I don't know what it is, but I just love Yugoslavians. So that means you're all blessed. I also, I think I explained before, in India, I was thinking of our kirtan here today, actually. And there was one Bengali boy leading kirtan. It made me think of Bombay. So, at our, we have three temples in Bombay, but the temple where I stay is known as Radha Rasvihari Temple.
ali hram koji ja moram poznati kao Radha Rasadihari hram.
And you know, every day we get 10,000 people coming to the temple.
Svakodnevno hram posjećuje 10,000 ljudi.
But Janmashtami is special because you can't get into the temple. It takes about 4 hours wait in line. Over 500,000 people come for darshan. And that also, it's like, you know, that's their darshan. But they wait 4 or 5 hours.
Satima, po 4-5 sati čeka u redu da bi dobili darshan po božanstvima, a i taj darshan je samo trenutak, tek stignu sklopiti ruke pred njima i reći sljedeći guru daju.
So this is going on all day long, but it starts to get really big around 4 in the evening.
To se tako odvija cijeli dan, no posebno velika gužva negdje poslije podne oko 4 sata.
And goes right through till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Radharas Bihari take rest very late on that night. So their Mangal Arati is about 8 o'clock in the morning. It's the only day of the year. Our schedule is very strict, but the day after Janmashtami, they don't get up until
8 o'clock.
So right around midnight, when there is Abhisheka, the stream of traffic being directed by hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and police comes to a halt. And the temple is packed with about 2,000 to 3,000 people.
A u hramu se u tom trenutku nađe nagrubano 2,000 to 3,000 ljudi.
Every square inch on the darshan mandap, the pravesh mandap, the balconies, the chandelier, people are hanging from.
Svaki 20 centimetar hrama ispred božanstava, naokolo, po strani, čak i sa drugim skupnim ljudima, neki čak i se i sa muzeja.
And on one particular year, at that time, the crowd, we had anticipated that they would go wild at Abhishek. They'd all rush forward and, you know, people would get crushed and it would be terrible.
Se dogodilo nešto. Mi smo predvidjeli da će ta velika vojna ljudi oko ponoći poligrati, da će se početi gurati i da će jedni druge gnječiti, gaziti, da će biti strašno.
So we, about 1 hour before, or 11 o'clock, we had everybody in the center, apart from the stream, constant stream, in the center, in front of Prabhupada, before the deities, we had everybody sit down. And this one devotee, Srikant Das, who's also from Bengal and is very, very beautiful singer. He cooks like Radharani and he sings like a Gandharva. He's So he was leading kirtan, and as it approached 12 o'clock, we stopped the flow of traffic, and as I said, everything very quickly filled up.
On je vodio kirkan, ten baktar. No kada se približavala ponoć, mi smo zaustavili te ljude koji su stalno prolazili iz predloženstva kroz kran i sve se je zatrenuo kada ponulo ljudima na vrhu.
So, the kirtan started growing to a crescendo and the people really went wild. They just all started clapping and chanting full throat, full enthusiasm.
Kirtan je počelo sve, postajalo sve intenzivniji i ljudi su stvarno poludili. Svi su počeli udarati pjesati rukama, pjevati s punom srca, punom glasom.
So I was looking out on the scene from Radharas Bihari's altar, preparing for the Abhishek.
Ja sam na altaru Radharas Bihari pripremao stvari za Abhishek i onda sam imao dobar pregled situacije.
And the energy of the kirtan was so dynamic. I mean, I'm not 30 years ago, maybe I had some hallucinations, but all the after effects had, you know, finished by this time. That temple was built by the best construction company in India. They're known as Larsen and Toubro. It's a world famous company, but and it's covered in marble, beautiful white marble. But I swear, I saw the walls going like this. The energy of that kirtan was just so beautiful and so powerful.
Energija koja se osjećala u tom kirtanu bila je tako prekrasna i tako moćna.
So in America, statistics show that the average church gets between 1 and 200 people for their Sunday sermon, Sunday program.
Statistike u Americi pokazuju da nedjeljni program u prosječnoj crkvi posjećuje 100 do 200 ljudi.
So we easily beat the average here.
Dakle, vrlo lako nadmašiti taj ovdješnji prosjek, tamošnji prosjek.
And although it may not be 2,000, but when we all chant together, and I would sit at the back and try to get absorbed in the kirtan, when we chant together so enthusiastically, the energy is so nice. Just look at the walls.
Sometimes.
The trick is this, that actually Bhakti Rakshak, Sridhar Swami, Prabhupada's godbrother, once wrote an article for Back to Godhead magazine, which was published then.
Bhakti Rakshak Shiva Swami, Bhakti Pogogushla Prabhupada, jednom prilikom napisala članak za časopis Back to Godhead, koji je nakon toga je objavljen.
Actually, he didn't write the article, he was talking, and Achyutananda Prabhu recorded it and then transcribed it, and Prabhupada was happy to put it in Back to God, and that's what happened.
Zapravo, I poslije toga prepisao sa kazete i na taj način je Šla Prabhupada dobio u pismenom obliku taj govor i ono jako drago da ga objavi u časopisu Bhakti Povratka Bogu.
So he explained in a very nice scientific way how sound carries everything in the material world. Sound is in the ether, and ether is a subtle element, and from the ether the gross elements are all affected.
Koji sve prenosi ovdje. Rekao da se zvuk nalazi u eteru, a iz etera se eter utječe na sve grube materijalne elemente.
So he was explaining in kirtan, just try to catch hold of the sound, capture the sound of the holy name.
Nije objasnio, stoga u kirtanu pomožete se samo nekako uhvatiti, izgraditi taj zvuk svetog imena.
You have to catch hold of the sound, you have to let go of whatever you're holding on to in this material world. And that sound will carry you to the transcendental platform where no sochitina kankshati, there's only prasanatma, there's no hankering, no lamentation, only bliss.
I ako to uspijete, taj zvuk će vas odbiti na transcendentalnu razinu, na kojoj nema ni žudnja, ni jadikovanja, već samo blaženstvo.
So, today is the appearance day of Lord Nrsimhadev, and one of the biggest devotees, one of the most famous devotees of Lord Nrsimhadev was from Orissa. And he wrote the original commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, and his name was Sridhar Swami.
On je napisao prethodni komentar na Srimad Bhagavatam, a zvao se Sridhar Swami.
So, I also need some mercy from Lord Nrsimhadev.
I onda isto tako treba milost gospodina Nrsimhadeva.
This is a very nice book called Radha Damodar Vilasa. How many of you have this book? Would you recommend it for your friends? What? Okay, it's a very beautiful book. Prabhupada has returned to New York, and this is in May of
1967.
So that's, what is that?
34
years ago. The New York temple is blissful with the return of Swamiji. But he sees that they have become weaker during his absence. So this happens, it's the nature of the material world, that a great personality comes and he gathers the faithful around him by his preaching, and then when he leaves, there are problems.
To se događa, tako je priroda ovog materijalnog svijeta. Dođe neka velika osoba i propovjedajući okupi oko sebe jedne sljedenike, no kaže on ovdje, onda se on nađu problemima.
Some people try to recreate the charisma of that powerful person.
Neki ljudi pokušavaju obnoviti karizmu te moćne osobe.
And some people try to institutionalize and protect his teachings.
A na neki način pokušavaju institucionalizirati i zaštititi njegova osnovna učenja.
Of the two groups, the charismatics always fail.
Od te dvije grupe, oni koji su osnovni naglasak na karizmu, uvijek budu neuspješni.
Because they can never equal that great person.
Zato jer nikad ne mogu biti ravni toj velikoj osobi.
Anyway, Prabhupada used to constantly travel. He went around the globe at least 14 or 15 times in 11 years, 10 years.
Prabhupada obećava neprestano putovati. Obišao je svijet barem 14 ili 15 puta za vrijeme tih 10-11 godina.
And he wasn't young.
Ali nije bio mlad.
It's hard for youngsters to do it.
Za mlade ljude teško to učiniti.
Where did Prabhupada get the power to do it?
Odakle je Prabhupada dobio snagu, moć da to učini?
He was empowered.
Bio je opunomoćen.
Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tar Prabhartana. Without being empowered, one cannot do what Srila Prabhupada did.
Ako osoba nije opunomoćena, ne može učiniti ono što je Prabhupada učinio.
Their faith is fragile and is only nourished by his direct association and service.
Vjerenje je krhka i označuje se jedino od njegovom izravnom društvu i putem služenja.
Actually, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we have to really focus on not letting him go.
Zapravo, kao sljedbenici Srila Prabhupada, moramo se doista usredotočiti na to da mu ne dopustimo da ode.
He has come here to Zagreb, and we have to make sure that he doesn't leave.
On je došao ovamo u Zagreb i moramo se pobrinuti da ne ode.
He's here in his books, in his letters, in his instructions, and he is always manifest where his devotees are together glorifying him.
On je ovdje u svojim knjigama, u svojim pismima, u postima i on se pojavi tamo gdje se njegovi bhakti sakupe i veličaju ga.
Neophyte devotees can only appreciate the personal vapu or physical association with the spiritual master, but advanced devotees or advancing devotees must try to appreciate both vapu and vani.
Mladi početnici znaju cijeniti samo neposredno fizičko prisustvo duhovnog učitelja, no vapte koji su na putu napretka, koji su već nešto napredni, se treba potruditi da jednako cijene i vapu i vani.
If you think that Prabhupada has gone, then you're going to probably experience some difficulties.
Mislite li da je Prabhupada otišao, najvjerojatnije ćete imati neke poteškoće.
Anyway, Prabhupada pushes himself in order to strengthen them.
Prabhupada se potrudio da ih ojača.
Soon his health deteriorates due to overexertion. Prabhupada gave his whole life to us. He prepared himself when he was younger, and when he got a chance, he gave us his life, his blood, his breath.
Prabhupada nam je dao cijeli svoj život. Pripremio se za nas dok je bio mlad, a kasnije kada je dobio priliku, onda nam je dao i svoj život i krv i život i zrak, sve nam je dao.
The San Francisco devotees are in great anxiety to hear this news and stay in close touch with the New York temple.
Mladi iz San Francisco su žarko čekali na nove vijesti i samo su bili u vezi sa hramom u New Yorku.
When his condition becomes critical, Prabhupada teaches the devotees a new prayer.
Kada mu je stanje postalo, stanje njegovog zdravlja postalo kritično, Prabhupada je bhakte poučio nove molitve.
Jadurani Devi Dasi speaks. He taught us the prayers to Lord Nrsimha Dev. He said the words one by one and I wrote them down.
Jadurani Devi Dasi kaže, učio nas je molitve gospodinu Nrsimha Devu. Govorio je riječi jednu za drugom, a ja sam ih zapisala.
I called up the temples in San Francisco and Montreal and told them the prayer. Swamiji said, quote, you should pray to Krishna that my spiritual master has not yet completed his work, so please let him finish.
Svamiji je rekao, trebate se moliti Krišni na sljedeći način. Moj duhovni učitelj još nije dovršio svoj posao, stoga mu molim te dozvoli da to obavi.
So, the whole scene, the whole neighborhood in San Francisco, known as the Haight-Ashbury district, began to talk about Prabhupada because he was so famous at that time. So one of those devotees there at that time was Jayananda. And I'm going to read a little bit about Prabhupada, about Jayananda, just to give you some idea who was Jayananda. Right after Rath Yatra, Prabhupada announces his intention to return to India due to ill health. Everybody is plunged into despair. Wondering if they can carry on without him. Or if they will ever see him again. He has just had a brush with death and now he's leaving for India. Perhaps never to return. Their concern deepens their affection. Jayananda is particularly heartbroken. He wants to do something for the man who has given his life meaning. He resolves to sell the stock his parents have invested for his future and give his life savings of $5,000 to Srila Prabhupada.
Odlučio da će prodati ono što su roditelji namijenili za njegovu budućnost i da će svoju uštedu od $5,000 dati Srila Prabhupada.
As Guru Dakshina.
Kao Guru Dakshina.
Because he knows he can never repay the debt to his spiritual master.
Prema zna da nikada neće moći vratiti to svom duhovnom učitelju.
On the last morning together, the devotees accompany Swamiji to the airport. Some are crying, and Jayananda wonders if he will ever see Prabhupada again. Before boarding the plane to New York, Prabhupada requests them to remain Krishna conscious and to carry on preaching.
prije se ukrcao na avion, Prabhupada je zatražio od njih da ostanu svjesni Krišne i da nastave propovijedati.
With tears in their eyes, they watch sadly as he passes through the gate and disappears out of their vision. On July 22nd, the San Francisco devotees hear the news that their beloved Swamiji has left New York for India.
22. srpnja vrata u San Francisco su čuli da je njihov voljeni Swamiji otišao iz New Yorka za Indiju.
In Prabhupada's pocket are the original 40 rupees he arrived with 2 years earlier.
U Prabhupadovom džepu nalazilo se onih istih 40 rupija s kojima je stigao prije dvije godine.
He was never able to exchange them for dollars, since rupees are not accepted as an international currency. In reality, he had come to America with no money at all. So, Srila Prabhupada was very fond of so many scriptures, but especially he was fond of the prayers of Kunti Devi and the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. So sometimes I've seen this happen. A new guest will come to the temple. And in the temple, right near the front door, there's a big picture of Nrsingadev. And he has Hiranyakashipu on his lap. He has claws and he's tearing out his intestines. And he's wearing a garland of Hiranyakashipu's colon. And there's blood on his mane. And the guest looks at that and turns around and walks out. But actually, we're going to read about Lord Nrsingadev's appearance. It's very exciting. But I'll share a little secret with you after we finish. Now I'm going to read from The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, Canto 7, Chapter 8. I'm going to read the verses. There's no time to read the purports. So, please don't fall asleep, or you never can tell. The Nrsingadev may come and tear out your intestines. Okay. Well, Hiranyakashipu murmured to himself, "Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me?" Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant.
Hiranyakashipu je promenio za sebe. Gospodin Vishnu, koji posjeduje veliku mističnu moć, smislio je plan da me ubije. Ali kakva je korist od takvog pokušaja? Što se može boriti sa mnom? Kako misleći, uzeo je svoj topuz i napao gospodina kao slon.
So we know the story, Hiranyakashipu is actually an incarnation of Jaya, and Hiranyaksha is Vijay, Jaya and Vijay.
Znamo kako priča ide, znamo da je Hiranyakashipu zapravo inkarnacija Jaya, a Hiranyaksha Vijay.
And they were the gatekeepers at Vaikuntha, and the Lord wanted to have some pastime of fighting, so therefore they, in their own way, they volunteered to take birth in the material world and fight with him.
Znamo da su oni vratari na Vaikunti i na jednom prilikom gospodin poželio da se zabavi boreći se i onda su oni na svoj način pristali dragovoljno na to da priušte takvu borbu.
So there is a lesson here, but it's actually a history also. It's the Lord's Leela, but at the same time Hiranyakashipu was a very proud and arrogant soul or personality.
Ali istodobno, Hiranyakashipu je bio vrlo arogantna osoba.
And he performed austerities so that he could become amara, or free from death.
On je vršio strogosti kako bi postao amara, besmrtan.
His austerities were so severe that Brahma surrendered to him. He actually, the most powerful person in the universe, the creator of the universe, in charge of the mode of passion, he came down and he surrendered to Hiranyakashipu.
Te su njegove strogosti bile toliko oštre da mu se gospodin Brahma predao. Brahma koji je najmoćnija osoba u svemiru, stvoritelj zadužen za vrhu strasti, sišao je i predao se Hiranyakashipu.
So he received benedictions or boons from Brahma, and he thought with these material benedictions he could kill God.
I tako Hiranyakashipu od Brahme dobio blagoslove i nakon toga bio vjere kako će pomoću tih materijalnih blagoslova moći ubiti Boga.
And here it says that Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant.
Ovdje rečeno da je Hiranyakashipu napao gospodina kao slon.
So it's kind of appropriate in the sense that the elephant is very powerful. But who's more powerful? The lion. You know, of course lions don't have small bodies, but in comparison to the elephant, they're nothing.
Tako lavovi nemaju baš mala tijela, ali u usporedbi sa slonom nisu baš bogna šta.
Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creature becomes invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence.
Kao što beznačajno stvorenje poput malog insekta, kada padne u vatru, postane nevidljivo. Hiranyakashipu je, kada je napao gospodina koji je bio ovasnim sjajem, postao nevidljiv. To nije ni najmanje začuđujuće, jer je gospodin uvijek utemeljen u čistoj glini. Ranije, vrijeme stvaranja, ušao je u tamni svemir i ugasio ga svojim duhovnim sjajem.
First round, Nrsingadev.
Prvi krug, Nrsingadev.
Thereafter, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, who was extremely angry, swiftly attacked Nrsingadev with his club and began to beat him.
Potom je veliki demon krenjaka Šipu, koji je bio jako ljud, hitro napao Nrisimha devastovan topuzom i počeo ga udarati.
Lord Nrisimhadeva, however, captured the great demon along with his club, just as Garuda might capture a great snake.
Gospodin Nrisimhadev je međutim uhvatio velikog demona zajedno s njegovim topuzom, baš to što Garuda hvata veliku zmiju.
O Yudhisthira, O great son of Bharat, when Lord Nrisimhadev gave Hiranyakashipu a chance to slip from his hand, just as Garuda sometimes plays with a snake and lets it slip from his mouth, the demigods who had lost their abodes and who were hiding behind the clouds for fear of the demon did not consider the incident very good. Indeed, they were perturbed.
Kada je gospodin Nrisimhadev pružio Hiranyakashipu priliku da iskisne iz njegove ruke, kao što se Garuda ponekad igra sa zmijama i pusti ih da iskisnu iz njegovih usta, poluguluni koji su izgubili svoja prebivališta i koji su se skrivali iza oblaka iz straha od demona, nisu smatrali taj događaj veoma dobrim. Naprotiv, bili su uznemireni.
Have any of you ever seen a cat catch a mouse? You ever notice how the cat sometimes plays with the mouse before he actually kills him? Krishna was there to have fun.
Krishna se htio zabavljati.
And Hiranyakashipu was helping him. When Hiranyakashipu was freed from the hands of Nrisimhadev, he falsely thought that the Lord was afraid of his prowess. Therefore, after taking a little rest from the fight, he took up his sword and shield and again attacked the Lord with great force.
Kada se Hiranyakashipu oslobodio Nrisimhadevih ruku, pogrešno je pomislio da se gospodin plaši njegove odvažnosti. Zato je, nakon što se malo odmorio poslije borbe, uzeo svoj mač i štit, i još jednom silovito napao gospodina.
Making a loud, shrill sound of laughter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, who is extremely strong and powerful, captured Hiranyakashipu, who was protecting himself with his sword and shield, leaving no gaps open. With the speed of a hawk, Hiranyakashipu moved, sometimes in the sky and sometimes on the earth, his eyes closed because of fear of Nrisimhadev's laughter.
Glasno i ponovno se smijući, Svevišnja Božanska osoba, Narayana, koji je iznimno snažan i moćan, uhvatio je Hiranyakashipua koji se štitio svojim mačem i štitom, ne ostavljajući ni jedno mjesto nezaštićenim. Hiranyakashipu se kretao brzinom orla, ponekad po nebu, a ponekad po zemlji, oči zatvorenih iz straha od Nrisimhadevog smijeha.
You ever been to one of those horror movies where, you know, you hear this shrill sound of laughter?
Jeste li ikad gledali takve filmove strave u kojima se ovako smiju, vrište?
Just imagine that, but, you know, a million decibels more powerful.
Zamislite tako nešto, ali milion decibela moćnije, snažnije.
Hiranyakashipu was scared.
Hiranyakashipu je bio stvarno prestrašen.
And so was the whole universe.
A isto tako je cijeli svemir.
Just like I can fill this whole room with my voice, and it might agitate some people, it may sound a little too loud. Nrisimhadev was, you know, the whole universe was freaking out. As a snake captures a mouse, or Garuda captures a very venomous snake, Lord Nrisimhadev captured Hiranyakashipu, who could not be pierced even by the thunderbolt of King Indra. As Hiranyakashipu moved his limbs here, there, and all around, very much afflicted at being captured, Lord Nrisingadev placed the demon on his lap, supporting him with his thigh. Lord Nrisingadev's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrisingadev, decorated with a garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that had just killed an elephant.
Usta i griva gospodina Nrisingadeva bili su poprskani kaplama krvi, a u njegove strašne oči pune gnjeva nije se moglo ni pogledati. Ničući kraje usta svojim jezikom, sve više božanska osoba Nrisingadeva, ukrašena mjenicama krijeva i skirene kašipuove utrobe, potičala je na lava koji je upravo ubio slona.
Nrisingadeva Bhagavana ki! Now, I have two more things before I finish this evening, or before I'm finished, whichever happens first. This is one of my favorite prayers, and it's relevant to all of us. Balasya neha sharanam pitarav nusimha nartasya chagadam udanvati majjato nao taptasya tatpati vidirya ihanja seshtas tavad vibhotanu vritam tvadupekshitanam. My Lord Nrisingadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls, neglected and not cared for by you, cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man.
Moj gospodin Nrisingadev, on svevišnji, zbog tjelesnog shvaćanja života, utjelovljene duše koje si zanemario i o kojima se ne brineš, ne mogu učiniti ništa da bi poboljšale svoje stanje. Svaki lijek koji prihvate, iako im može pružiti privremen dobrobit, bez sumnje je privremen. Naprimjer, otac i majka ne mogu zaštititi svoje dijete. Liječnik i lijekovi ne mogu ublažiti patnje pacijenta. A čamac u oceanu ne može zaštititi čovjeka koji se utapa.
So, we do need to pray to the Lord for our protection, both spiritually and even materially.
Trebamo se dakle moliti gospodinu da nas zaštiti i u materijalnom i u duhovnom pogledu.
This material body, human body, is like a tree.
O materijalno tijelo, ljudsko tijelo je poput drveta.
And the tree gives fruits. The fruits in the human tree, human body, are love of Godhead.
A drveće donosi plodove, plodovi ovog ljudskog tijela su ljubav prema Bogu.
So although the material body is part of the impermanent material world and is thus in one sense false, it is important because without it we can't get the fruit.
Stoga iako je ovo materijalno tijelo dio privremenog materijalnog svijeta i u tom smislu je, i u nižem smislu je lažno, Ono je svejedno važno, jer bez njega ne možemo dobiti plod.
Now if we try to protect ourselves with a materialistic mentality, temporarily we may be able to fight against material energy.
Pokušamo se zaštititi s pomoćom materialističkog mentaliteta, načina razmišljanja. Primjerno ćemo možda biti u stanju boriti se sa materialnom energijom.
The material body is part of the material energy, and the material energy is in a constant state of flux or change.
Materialno tijelo je dio materialne energije, a materialna energija je neprestano u stanju mijenja.
Someone may think that if I'm killed by a car, that's different than if I live out my life and am killed by time.
Netko može pomisliti da postoji razlika između toga ako umre u automobilskoj nesreći ili ako proživi svoj životni vijek i na kraju ga ubije vrijeme.
But there's only a very small relative difference.
Ali postoji samo fizična relativna razlika.
In both cases you lose the body.
I u jednom i drugom slučaju gubite tijelo.
But if you pray to the Lord to protect you, then he will take charge and protect you in the material world as long as is good for you, and he will protect you after you leave this body.
No, ako se molite Gospodinu da vas zaštiti, onda će se on pobrinuti za vas i zaštitit će vas u ovom materijalnom svijetu onoliko dugo koliko je to dobro za vas, a isto tako i nakon što napustite to materijalno tijelo.
As far as the examples given here, we all know so many examples of people on boats that were unsinkable, that are now at the bottom of the ocean.
Što se toga tiče ovih primjera ovdje, mi znamo jako puno ljudi u koji su plovili na brodovima smatranim nepotopljivima, a sada se ti ljudi nalaze na dnu oceana.
We all know of people who were told by the doctors that you only have 3 months to live, and that was 23 years and 3 months ago.
Svako od nas zna za neke ljude kojima je liječnik rekao da je preostalo još samo 3 mjeseca života, a to se dogodilo prije 23 godine i 3 mjeseca.
I don't think... How many of you are parents here?
Ko su ovdje roditelji? Ko ima djecu?
Okay. How many of you are planning to become parents? No, I'm the best.
Koliko vas planira postati roditelji? Ne, nećemo to pitati.
One man at the back there volunteered. I don't think any parent would push his kid into the road and say, "Go on, dear, get run over by the car." Every parent tries to protect their children. There's a good example. I was reading about Siddhartha the other day. His father was a Hindu king, and he had 3 magnificent palaces in different parts of the country, and in the winter he sent his son to a palace where at that part of the country it was like summer, and like that he would always keep his son in a place where he wouldn't be exposed to even the excess of the weather.
Siddhartha otac je bio Hindu kraj. Imao je 3 veličanstvene palače u različitim predjelima zemlje u kojoj je vladao. I onda bi tijekom godine svog sina premještao iz jedne te palače u drugu, kako bi se uvijek nalazio na onom mjestu gdje čak i vremenske prilike nisu bile.
And he was so fanatic to protect his child that he even didn't allow him to go out of the palace into the city where his mind might be disturbed by crippled persons or old age or a lot of the suffering that goes on in the world.
Bio je toliko fanatičan od toj želji da zaštiti sina, kako ne bi dozvolio niti da iz tih palača ovdje u grad, bojaši se da bi dijete tamo moglo razmiriti neke osobe koje su sretne, starije osobe i bogalji.
But try as he might, Providence ruled and Siddhartha one day went out into the city and then he left his father.
Ali bez obzira koliko je otac pokušavao, on je mogao ništa protiv sudbine. I jednog dana Siddhartha je otišao u grad i napustio oca.
What to speak of all the little children who died?
Šta da kažemo o svojoj maloj djeci koja umiru?
When I was doing research for our Food for Life program in Bombay, and I wanted to write letters and get donors to help, I found that every 3 seconds a child dies from a disease brought on by malnutrition or starvation. Every 3 seconds.
Kada sam radio istraživanja za naš program Hrana za život Food for Life u Bombaju i namjeravao sam pisati pisma potencijalnim donatorima, onda sam otkrio da svake 3 sekunde dijete umre od bolesti uzrokovane neishranjenošću. Svake 3 sekunde.
So we have to pray to the Lord, and one may say, okay, I will pray to Shamsundar, Radha Krishna, Gaurimitai, Jagannath. But Prabhupada did introduce these prayers to Nrisimhadev.
Stoga trebamo se moliti Gospodinu. Netko tu može reći, dobro, ja ću se moliti Shamsundari, Radhi Krishni, Gaurimitaima, Gospodinu Jagannathu. Međutim, Prabhupada je uveo za zaštitu baš ove molitve Gospodinu Nrisimhadevu.
Now, the secret I was going to tell you about the death of Hiranyakashipu is that before Nrisimhadev killed him, he touched him on the head. And from that, Hiranyakashipu was completely free of all his impurity and he didn't feel a thing. It was okay.
Tajna koju sam ti otkriti u vezi Hiranyakashipove smrti je ta da prije nego li ga je gospodin Nrisimhadev umio, dodirnuo ga je rukom po glavi i od tog dodira Hiranyakashipu je bio potpuno oslobođen sve boli i patnje, nije ništa osjetio dok mu je Nrisimhadev razdirao abdomen.
To end the lecture, I'd like to tell you about another one of my favorite prayers, seeing that I am Sri Darswami. And we worship Nrisimhadev. I have a little Shila of Nrisimha that I got from Indrajumna Maharaj. This is from the fifth canto, so unfortunately I don't have it here. Om namo bhagavate narasimhaya namaste tejas tejase avir avir bhava vajra naka vajra dangsha karmashayan randaya randaya tamo grasa grasa Om Svaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Uyishtam Om Shaum. Very beautiful prayer. The devotee is praying to Nrisimhadev that you are supremely powerful and you have very sharp nails.
To je prekrasna molitva u kojoj se obraćamo Nrisimhadevu. Kažemo, ti si vrhovno moćan, imaš vrlo oštre nokte.
So please use these sharp nails to tear out all of my anarthas and Help me in my spiritual life.
Stoga molim te, iskoristite svoje oštrenote kako da iščupaš sve moje anarte I tako mi pomogneš u drugom životu.
Anarthas means our lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness, you know, those wonderful little qualities that we have.
Anarthas znači naša požuda, pohlepa, gnjeva, iluzija, ludilo, zavist. Znate, sve te krasne osobine koje imamo.
So if you want to enter the spiritual world, then you have to become purified. If you want to enter into water, you have to become like water or able to live in water. And if you want to enter into the sun, you have to become like fire.
Ako želite otići na sunce, morate postati poput vatre.
And if you want to enter into the spiritual world, you have to become pure.
Ako želite ući u drugi svijet, morate postati čisti.
You're welcome to stay here.
Dobrodošli ste I ovdje, gdje jeste.
But if you really have a desire for going back home, back to Godhead, then Krishna's inviting and the bus is leaving real soon.
A ako stvarno imate tu želju da se vratite natrag Bogu, Krišna vas poziva, a autobus uskoro kreće.
Are there any questions?
Ima li pitanja?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Tako se obraćaju gospodinu Nisihadevu da bi uklonio unutarnje I vanjske prepreke u predanom služenju.
The devotees speak to Lord Nisihadevu asking him to remove external obstacles in devotional service.
Onima se čak obraćaju kad postoji opasnost za naše fizičko materijalno tijelo.
Sometimes they talk to him also when there is a material danger in front of them for their material body.
Ako bismo u toj meditaciji ipak napustili tijelo, mogli bismo završiti na odredištu koje nije u raspoloženju pogreta gospodina Čaitanje.
If we would leave the body in such a meditation, we might end in a body which is not in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
Da li je onda ispravno moliti gospodina Nisimhadeva za zaštitu materijalnog tijela?
Is then correct to ask Lord Nisimhadev to protect our material body?
That's a nice question.
To je dobro pitanje.
What's your name?
Jelenko.
Huh?
Jelenko.
Jelenko. Hare Krishna. Before we can chant Hare Krishna, we have to become human beings. Animals find it very hard to chant.
Moramo postati ljudska bića, jer za životinje izgleda prilično teško mantrati.
So, there are various qualities of a human being, such as truthfulness, mercifulness, austerity, purity.
Ljudska bića imaju različite osobine, kao što su istinoljubivost, milostivost, čistoća, strogosti.
Being sensitive to all living beings.
Osjetljivost prema svim živim bićima.
So similarly, before becoming a pure uttama Mahabhagavat, we have to at least come to the platform of Kanishta and try to go as quickly as we can to a middle devotee, Madhyam.
Slično tome, prije nego li postanemo čisti utama Mahabhagavata, moramo se potruditi da dođemo na razinu Kaništa, a onda čim prije I do razine Madhyama.
And then we have to try to perfect our sadhana and associate with saintly persons, and then try to come to uttama adhikari. which is different than Mahabharata, is.
Onda moramo pokušati usavršiti svoju sadanu, družiti se sa velikim svetim osobama i tek onda doći do razine Uttama Adhikarija koji se razlikuje od Mahabharate.
And then in your second week of devotional service, in other words, it may take you a little time. So we need to at least pray to the Lord for some practical protection so that we can proceed further in devotional service.
Stoga moramo se moliti gospodinu barem za neku praktičnu zaštitu, tako da možemo nastaviti dalje u predanom služenju.
You notice Srila Prabhupada instructed his disciples to pray that please allow our spiritual master to finish his work.
Možete primijetili kako je Srila Prabhupada poučio svoje učenike da se mole na sljedeći način. Molite gospodine, dozvoli našem duhovnom učitelju da dovrši svoj posao.
So if you have a sincere desire to be Krishna conscious and you, this particular age is not the best age to practice devotional service, you will need to be protected.
Ako iskreno želiš postati svjestan Krišne u ovom današnjem dobu koje nije baš najbolje za vježbanje predanog služenja, potrebna ti je zaštita.
In Treta Yuga, I believe, someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but Vishwamitra was performing a yajna and he was being attacked by demons and he went to the court of Dasarath and took his son, Ramchandra, and Lakshman to go to the forest to protect him while he continued his sacrifice.
U Tretoj Jugi, čini mi se, ako griješim, eto me ispravi netko, Vishwamitra je vršio žrtvovanje, međutim napali su ga demoni i onda se on obratio Dasharathu, otišao je na njegov dvor i zamolio ga je da mu dade svog sina Ramachandru i Lakshmana kako bi ga oni zaštitili od demona.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Sometimes, not always, sometimes I feel how lust a little bit becomes manifested from my heart, and then I try to pray with this Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimha mantra, and I realize how this is really working, but then it seems like Narasimhadev wants me to do something like surrender, but it's never clear to me what actually he wants. Particular thing, you know, so everything stops here.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what you want actually?
Lord Nrisimhadev wants you to take a fig.
These
are very powerful things, you don't know. In fact, I'm feeling a little weak myself. This requires two answers. One for the left brain and one for the right brain. Both of us have both. But men kind of are more like, well, can you give me some practical example and you know how I can surrender? I think it's surrender means when you sense of independent existence except for the will of the Lord, however that may manifest.
Mislim da predaja podrazumeva odbacivanje svakog osjećaja neovisnog postojanja, neovisnog o gospodinovoj volji, bez obzira kako se ta gospodinova volja može pojaviti u kom obliku.
In other words, some people may say, oh Lord, I am your surrendered servant, I am prepared to do anything.
Drugim rječima, neki ljudi bi mogli reći, o gospodine, ja sam tvoj predani sluga, spreman sam napraviti što god želiš.
Okay, leave Zagreb, go to India and perform bhajan in Hyderabad.
Dobro,
I thought I was going to say Vrindavan, right?
Napusti Zagreb, odi u Indiju i tamo se bavi bhajanom u Hyderabadu. Mislili ste da ću reći Vrindavan, a?
Oh, no, Lord, I couldn't do that. I you know, I have my responsibilities here and, you know, in other words, we say one thing, but practically, are we ready to accept the will of the Lord, whatever that may be? So, that kind of, you know, total surrender without any conditions is, Prabhupada used to always quote the example of the gopis. Practically, you should consult your spiritual master and see how your talents, your intelligence, etc., can be utilized in the service of the preaching mission.
U praksi bi se sada trebalo pitati svog duhovnog učitelja i doznati od njega kako se tvoji talenti i tvoje vještine mogu iskoristiti za upravljajuću misiju.
So an expert spiritual master or an expert temple manager or whatever will try to see how each devotee has particular desires and abilities and engage them appropriately. Devotional service is a haituki apratyatha. It is without any motivation, and apratyatha, this one is not always understood. It is, there's no interruption to it. It's not like you can perform devotional service, a pure devotional service, and then decide one day that you don't want to do something and you quit. That's not a pratyatha.
Što znači da je bez motiva i da je neprekinuto. Ovo drugo se često možda baš pravilno ne razumije, jer to znači da ne možete vi sad čisto predano služiti i onda jednog dana odlučiti da sad više to nećete učiniti nešto određeno, jednostavno odbaciti sve, prestati. Onda to nije apretivata.
Any other questions? Yes, mama.
Ima li još pitanje?
What did he do to receive this, to be a devotee
from his
very
birth?
Okay, go ahead.
Kako veliku milost Prahlada Mahadež dobio od gospodina Nisimhadeva, možeš li nam reći kako on zaslužio tu milost da bude tako veliki bhakta od samog učenja?
You know, when someone would submit some essay or something that they had written to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he would simply scan through it to see how many times the name Krishna came in the essay, and he would judge it on that basis. So that was a very good question, so you come forward. What was the question? Oh, you know, that's interesting. Prahlad Maharaj, you probably know the answer yourself, right? But that's nice. How many of you know the story of Prahlad Maharaj? Okay, well, you're going to hear it again anyway. In the Puranas, I believe it's in the Sringa Purana. Would make sense, but I'm not sure which Purana. But there's a story how in his previous birth, Prahlad Maharaj was a Sudra.
Opisano kako je Prahlad Maharaj u prošlom životu bio Sudra.
Like us, you know? And he was in the forest walking with his girlfriend, you know, him and him.
Šumom se šetao sa svojom djevojkom, drugu po drugu.
And then he sat down on a park bench.
I onda su se u parku sjeli na klupu.
They didn't have park benches.
And
they began necking. And it got hotter. And so they wanted to make lust together. So the park bench wasn't such a comfortable place. So they saw a platform. It was kind of, you know, like sometimes you drive through parts of, you know, all over the area, but you know, it might be Sarajevo or it might be down south in Croatia. You see like a building that, you know, it's like kind of, all that's left is the plinth and maybe a little bit of a wall or something. So that's what they saw. And it was very old and covered with dust and branches and dirt
and
but it was better than the cold forest ground, so they both got, well, I don't know if they both did, but he got a broom.
No, bilo je bolje nego hladno tlo u šumi. I onda i on se uvratio metle.
There just happened to be one sitting there.
Tamo baš bila jedna metla, ne zimi.
And he swept it off.
I onda je pomrao to što sam je smetalo.
And then they did their thing.
I onda su obavili to što su naumili.
So, as providence would have it, that was formerly a great temple of the Lord. So, you know, that's one of the things that you don't usually do is go to the temple of the Lord and have sex on the floor.
Je kada odete u gospodinov hram i tamo imate spolni odnos na tlu, na podu.
So Prahlad became cursed to be born as the son of a great demon.
I Prahlad je tako se radio kletu, da se rodi kao sin velikog demona.
But
ali
it was the temple of the Lord and he did sweep the floor.
To je bio gospodinov hram i on je pomao pod.
He was born as a great devotee. Any other questions? Okay, last one.
Can I get a pig?
Yes. No. You have to say what kind of pig you want.
No, this is for a question.
Black one.
No.
Gray.
No.
Close.
Nisringa Dave, Mahaprasadam, black pig.
This is not pig, this is plum.
And because you're a wise guy, you get a plum. Okay, now I'm going to ask some questions. There's a brand new issue of Krishna Katha out with a beautiful picture of my favorite lion on the front cover. Now, I usually don't make propaganda for people's publications. But on this occasion, the wife of one of my disciples is sitting right beside me, and she might beat me up afterwards if I don't do it. But what's more important is that my article is inside. And also, you might want to read the July-August issue of Fact of Godhead magazine. First time in 30 years, except for being in there in a picture. There's an article there. Now, I want to ask for your blessings today for a devotee. That's why I didn't say me, it's for a devotee. In Vedic culture, there's nothing like a legal marriage where you go to a judge and, you know, you sign a paper and that's the end of your responsibilities. But they actually have a stage and the bride and groom are there on the stage after the fire yajna, and the public comes and witnesses that they're now married. So it's actually a very powerful thing because both bride and groom realize that all my friends, all my relatives, they're seeing us here. And we vowed no divorce, no this, no that. And so it stays in the heart. And for a sincere person, they remain chaste.
Za iskrenu osobu to je nešto jako duboko, što ostaje duboko u srcu i onda oni osobno vjeruju.
So, similarly in other types of sacrifice and marriages and initiation, in other kinds of initiation we have a similar situation.
Slična situacija je i kod drugih žrtvenih vatri, obreda poput vjenčanja, inicijacije.
So, I'm going to ask you all to give blessings to one devotee today. She's going to get her beads. I don't have any fire to put her into, but that'll have to take place later on.
this Vasetni feels a mighty, that that is where I'm going in Bhaktini, on the dance of the Vrayantu, that is not the Dusha Vatre, the Prostogi Hyamba Prabhuchi.
So she's from Karlovac.
Oh, yes, Karlovac.
And she's been a congregational devotee there for many years. And we've known each other for a few years. And she has the blessings of the devotees in Karlovac and Zagreb, the authorities. So, although I am not qualified as such, but it is a duty that I do as a sannyasi and as a senior member of ISKCON to try to guide people to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. We call that initiation, and that's what I mean by initiation. I want to help someone know Srila Prabhupada.
Ali dužnost je sanjasija i starijeg člana ISKCON-a da pomogne drugima da ih dovede do lotusovih stopala Šrila Prabhupada. To mi nazivamo inicijacijom, a to je ono što ja podrazumijevam pod inicijacijom, da pomogne ljudima da poznaju Šrila Prabhupada.
Vera? Steve, come here. Okay, come. That comes down to initiation. I'm getting bribed here, you see. Generally, it's my duty as an old man, you know, I have to make suggestions for the devotees. And you're all wonderful devotees, but you're not as experienced as I am. And one of Prabhupada's, one thing Prabhupada insisted on at any kind of a program is that there should be a banner, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and there should be his photo. So you're halfway there. I've been to places around Croatia and in the Balkans where they didn't have either of those things. But I do think that the management should look into it and, you know, next Sunday, you know, we should have a nice banner. And it should be every Sunday. And I'm telling you, Prabhupada was very strict about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Vidite svi krasni vaskari, nemate baš tako puno iskustva kao ja, stoga mi dozvolite da vam prenesem poruku. Dužnost mi je da vas upozorim na to kako je Prabhupada investirao da na programima, javnim programima, uvijek postoji zastava na kojoj će pisati ISKCON i osnivač utemeljitelj Šrila Prabhupada, njegova sinka. To je bilo jako važno, to je bilo dobro da za sljedeći put organizatori pribave tako nešto i ovdje, možda se već od toga imate, na pol puta ste tu ste negdje, a do vas je dobro da što vam fali i da to bude tu svake nedjelje.
Another thing is, at initiation, when you go up and offer your obeisances, you're supposed to not whisper it so nobody can hear it. It's supposed to be, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, or whatever.
Na druga stvar koju ti upozorite da za vrijeme tog činjenja inicijacije kada odajete poštovanje, ne biste trebali šaputati tu mantru tako da niko ne može čuti, već je vlasno izgovoriti.
Vera, what are the four principles, regulative principles that you vow to follow for the rest of your life in his body, and
yeah.
And I think eat eggs and fish, no gambling, no going back, and no meditation.
Nema nezakonitog seksa, nedozvoljenih spolnih odnosa, kockanja.
You forgot? And how many rounds do you, will you chant? 5 or 10 or?
Koliko se šturo na majke, 5, 10, koliko?
That's for the first year, but after that.
Okay,
there's 16 rounds minimum. And if you ever have any trouble in your life, any problems, because life is full of problems, don't stop chanting.
Najmanje 16 krugova dnevno. I ako ikad u životu imaš nekakav problem ili bilo što tako slično što nije naručeno, život je pun problema, nema prestati mantrati.
If you can't chant 16, talk to me.
Ako ne možeš mantrati 16 krugova dnevno, razgovaraj sa mnom.
Sometimes people have problems, there are situations. It may not be possible, but we'll get you back to help one way or another.
Ponekad ljudi se nalaze u takvoj situaciji da im nije to više moguće, no uz našu pomoć možemo ih vratiti ponovo.
One way is we'll sweet talk you into it, another way is I'll come and hit you with my danda.
Jedan način su slaviti riječi uvjeravanja, a drugi je da dođem i gledate sa dandom.
But always talk to your spiritual master and always be open with, actually we were discussing in Nubraja Dhamma, Shivaram Maharaj was making the point that first learn how to serve one spiritual master, and when you do that nicely, then you can have many spiritual masters.
Uvijek razgovaraj sa svojim duhovnim učiteljem. Na mađarskoj farmi i građanami prošlo razgovarali Šivan Mahareš, nema o tome, kako najprije treba naučiti slušati jednog duhovnog učitelja, a onda potom možeš imati puno duhovnih učitelja.
But always try to be open hearted, don't ever crawl into a cave somewhere and hide. Always don't keep your troubles in your heart, express it to your mentor or someone you trust, Gunyamakyati Prichati, because the only thing that matters at the end of the day is that we develop love of God and go back to
Krishna.
My poor, did I forget anything?
Yeah, the name.
Oh. No, I always forget to ask questions. I say, take the beads, 16 rounds, you know. But there's other things that the devotee vows. Oh yes, well, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, we're followers of the GBC. I have no power to give initiation except on the order of the international governing body. I'm not a member anymore, but I am surrendered to them, both practically and from the right side, because I know that's what Prabhupada wanted.
We're even trying to make them more meaningful and more relevant in people's lives. We're working, they're working on, you know, all sorts of reform. So, if by God's grace, and I pray that it won't happen, but if I, you know, get carried away by, you know, Maya or something, you should always remember that you belong to the family and you have shelter here, and I'm just a guide for you as long as I serve Prabhupada and his society.
Ti ako se nešto dogodi, ja se molim Bogu da se ne dogodi, ali ako se slučajno dogodi da se nekako zanese, da ne odnese Maja, ti se trebaš uvijek sjetiti da je tvoje utočište ovdje u ovoj obitelji, u društvu Prabhupadovih sljedbenika.
So just as Prabhupada asked his disciples to chant this Nisringa prayer because their spiritual master had not finished his work, I don't really feel like I've finished my work. It's up to Krishna, but still, your name is Narahari Dasi.
Učenike da se mora Krišni zbog toga ne možda nije dovršio svoj posao da dozvoli da ga okonča, tako je isto osjećan da još nisam okončao svoj posao.
Now,
me je Narahari Dasi.
Another tradition is that after initiation, the disciple is supposed to go out and go door to door and beg for a bhiksha or for alms, for giving to the spiritual master.
Prema tradiciji, nakon inicijacije, učenik je trebalo otići prositi od vrata do vrata, tražeći milostinju koju će potom predati svom duhovnom učitelju.
But it's become a tradition in ISKCON that, you know, as soon as the initiation is over, all the guests run for the door because they know the initiates are going to come after them for
something.
So, begging is good for your false ego. So you can go and beg for your spiritual master, and you can give everybody who gives a date. Not a date, a date.
So I thought that
okay, I hope I'll see you all again soon. I can't guarantee anything. But just like Mukunda Maharaj said, I love Yugoslavians. Nrsingadev Bhagavan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
Srila Maharaj ki jai.